Hey, it's Bob Stauffer. I just wanted to let you know that you can listen to Oilers Now ad-free on Amazon Music, included with Prime.
I'm Alex Rodriguez.
And I'm Jason Kelly.
From Bloomberg, this is The Deal. Each week, you'll hear us in conversation with business icons.
This show will explore deal-making across sports, media, and entertainment.
That is a harsh lesson in business.
Sports is not as simple as bringing a bunch of big names together.
I didn't want to do another stomp you out speech.
It opened up so many more doors.
The show is called The Deal.
Listen to The Deal.
Listen to The Deal on Spotify.
Oilers Now with Bob Stauffer. Weekdays at noon on Oilers Radio. 630 Chad.
In on the breakaway, McDavid scores!
Honestly, it's just impressive. I don't think my English is good enough to find another word for it right now.
And the century mark has been achieved in Game 53.
It solidifies he's one of the top players to ever play the game.
This is Connor McDavid from your Edmonton Oilers.
McDavid, 500 points!
I'm James Neal.
Start on this.
They're trading heavy leather here.
Leon Draisaitl from your Edmonton Oilers.
Leon Draisaitl, one-timer from an impossible angle!
Fun years are still ahead here in Edmonton.
This is Mike Smith,
Jarry Kara.
This is Ryan Nugent-Hopkins from your Edmonton Oilers.
Yes, the Puljujärvi back bar and in. Save made by Smith.
And this is Oilers Now with Bob Stauffer. Brought to you by Digitex. Office supplies at huge savings.
Yeah, Digitex does that.
Digitex.ca.
The Edmonton Oilers clinched the playoff spot.
Now, Bob Stauffer on the official station of your Edmonton Oilers. 630 Chad.
The Seattle Kraken expansion draft. This is Oilers Now. Ken Holland did an availability at 11 o'clock today. We are going to get to several of the key speaking points in that regard. Oilers Now brought to you by our title sponsor for the last 7-plus seasons has been Digitex. Hugh Porter and his staff at Digitex. Buy or lease your next office network printer from the Digitex.ca e-commerce store, Alberta's number one owned and operated place to buy office IT and supplies. Lots of comments coming up from Oilers General Manager Ken Holland, and then we'll hear from you at 12:35. There has been some moves made in the National Hockey League, some other stuff rumored to be closing in from NHL Hockey and Rogers and Sportsnet. Louis DeBrus today at 105. Edmonton sporting icon, former heavyweight champ of the NHL. We got a couple heavyweights on today's show. George Laroque at 135 out of Montreal. We will tell you, and when we do open up the phone lines, you can reach us on the River Cree Resort Casino Hotline, 780-496-0063. The patio, open daily to all ages at the River Cree from 11 a.m. to 11 p.m. watching. Check out the game on the biggest screen in the city while enjoying daily drink specials as well as an upscale menu at the patio. Of course, they've got Italia. They've got Tap 25. They got Fatburger, you name it. They got it out at the River Cree Resort and Casino. They had over 40,000 people last weekend out there for their market, so that obviously went pretty well. The River Cree Resort Casino, excitement, bet on it. And you can text us on the Ashley Fine Floors text line at 780-496-0063. Get the new floors you've always wanted at 143rd Street, 111th Avenue, or head to ashleyfinefloors.com for more. You can reach us on Twitter at Oilers Now. I'm available, Bob _ Stauffer. Brendan Escott, big part of the show at Brendan with two E's, Escott with two T's. Here is where I tell you that it is the calm before the storm. Ken Holland speaking today. The NHL draft being done via Zoom tomorrow. Speaking of the draft, Oilers Radio, 630 Chet, your home for live coverage of the 2021 NHL draft. Find out who goes first overall and who the Oilers will end up taking. with it, what is going to be the 19th player selected with the 20th selection, because Arizona does not get to deploy their first-round draft choice. Tune in for full coverage, round one, beginning 5 p.m. tomorrow with Reed Wilkins and yours truly, and then again Saturday for a couple hours beginning at 10 a.m. The 2021 NHL Draft is brought to you by Scott Arthur Millwork and Cabinetry, a legacy of excellence on Oilers Radio. 630 Chat. All right, top story. Yeah, we're going to get after it. Legacy Heating and Cooling. Get that AC today. You need it. No payments, no interest for a year. That's how you build a legacy. Into our Oilers Now Audio Vault. The news, obviously, you knew it by this time yesterday, because Frank Cervelli had reported everyone's picks as of yesterday at this time, which took some of the fun out of last night's expansion draft televised show. By the way, we will tell you at this time that every Thursday on the show for Canadian Power Pack, we are normally joined by Kevin Weeks. He is flying back from Seattle into New York City and is in production meeting, so he's not going to be available for today's show. The Oilers Now Audio Vault for Direct Workwear, supporting local and Canadian manufacturers in Edmonton and online at directworkwear.com. Ken Holland spoke earlier today, just around 11 o'clock. We knew at this time yesterday that Adam Larson had left the Oilers and signed a four-year deal with the Seattle Kraken at $4 million per. Here's Ken Holland on the negotiations that took place with Adam Larson.
You know, we started in the middle of January, so about the middle of February, I reached out to his agent, J.P. Barry, told him that I would like to sign him. You know, we talked somewhere on the road trip. I remember sitting down with Adam for an hour. I don't know, maybe it was one night in Calgary. You know, told him that we wanted him, wanted to sign him, wanted him back. Like all negotiations, you know, looked at, you know, what the marketplace was for, you know, the type of player that he is. You know, the recent contracts. You know, and there was probably, I don't know, 10 or 12. You know, I made an offer probably in March. You know, talked through April. You know, JP and I kind of talked. Then sometime probably in April, JP and Adam told me that they would like to shut it down until the end of the season. And then we picked up. I thought we were very close to a deal. That was the indication that J.P. Barry gave me a month ago. And then sort of time went by, and I asked, you know, J.P. where things were at. And he said that, you know, Adam just wanted to really be sure of his decision. Really wanted to know what his options were. And J.P. Told him that he wouldn't really know his options until the 28th of July. Then I made three or four or five different offers through July, I guess, through June and July, you know, and then I added a year and ultimately about a week ago I went to JP Barry and said that if Adam needed an opportunity to explore the market, I gave him the green light to, you know, and sent him an email giving him the green light to talk to other teams so that he could know what his options were, in the hopes that he would find that his best option was in Edmonton. And then obviously woke up to a text early yesterday morning from J.P. Barry saying that the night before Adam had a decided and agreed to a deal with Seattle.
All right, there you go. That's Ken Holland again. We're in our Oilers Now Audio Vault segment for Direct Workwear. Adam Larson signing a four-year deal. He took you down the path of what transpired. Mark Spector wrote a piece yesterday about the combined factors that could have played an equation. I know multiple on-air personalities in town referenced the unfortunate passing of Adam's father a couple seasons ago after a 30-hour travel trip into Edmonton. He went into cardiac arrest and passed away. And you know what? Sometimes guys just want to change. And what ends up happening when everybody's cheesed off and frustrated about the playoff or the lack of the playoff run, a four-game sweep at the hands of the Winnipeg Jets, three of which went in overtime, people are sitting there saying, well, you know, forget that they came in 11th or 2nd in the Canadian division in the regular season, or were 12th overall last year and 11th overall this year and 2nd both years. You know, it's just not good enough. And sometimes you get players and sometimes you don't. And sometimes players want to leave for different reasons. We don't really nobody's heard yet from Adam Larson as to why he made the decision, but that's his prerogative to make that decision, which brings us to a simple fact.
Can you replace him? Can you replace what Adam Larson brings, and can you do it quickly?
Well, and that's a good question, and there's a couple of people say, well, what about free agency? What about a guy like Travis Hamonic? Would he make sense? I've mentioned Yanni Hakanpaa. A higher-end option might theoretically be, and I'm not saying that there's a trade that's impending, because I think Ken Holland sort of reiterated that point right now, earlier today, but is there a way? Darren Dreger from TSN has just mentioned Rasmus Ristolainen, okay? In a pipe dream, we talked about Colton Parayko yesterday, and we mentioned guys like Ristolainen and Parayko 1 year left in their deal. Now, I know of a team right now that's got a guy that's a Western Canadian player, though he did not play in the WHL, that's got a connection to this organization, that had a season that put him in top 20 in Norris Trophy voting 3 or 4 years ago, but he's fallen on some tough times the last couple of years, dealt with some issues with concussion, but if you're looking for a guy at the price point, at about $4 million, who plays a somewhat similar game to Adam Larson, that guy's name is Josh Manson with the Anaheim Ducks. That might, if you're asking me, if I'm to look, okay, what would be the easiest guy, in theory, that could maybe slide into that spot, add some snarl, can shut a cycle down? One thing that Adam Larson never did is Adam Larson never had a 7-goal, 37-point season in the NHL where he went plus 34. Now, the problem for the last couple of years for Josh Manson is he's had challenges with concussions. That said, as somebody who converses on a regular basis with a concussion specialist, sometimes, you know, these situations get fleshed out after a couple of years, and the player returns to his form. And I think of what happened to Jarrett Stoll, who went had some tough times after getting a couple concussions in Edmonton and reestablished himself as a member of the Stanley Cup champion LA Kings. So some people might say, well, go get Ristolainen. Some people might say, you know, Parayko, the cost would be extremely high, I would think. Those guys are both in their last year of the deal. So too is Josh Manson. I'm not convinced the price point would be quite as high for him. So I might have, there's an example of a guy that might make sense. 29 years of age, was born in Illinois when his father was playing for the Chicago Blackhawks. Obviously, Dave Manson coaches the Oilers farm team. That might be the type of player that might make a fit. And here's where the analytics guys would jump in and say, Stauffer, his numbers were terrible last year in Anaheim. So were a lot of other players. And when that happens, sometimes you can get a bit of a bargain on a deal. I'm not saying that it's, I don't know what it would be, but you asked me for a quick, Brendan, you asked me for a quick guy. That would be a guy that I might look at if you elected to go down that path. So we shall see. Now, the other storyline around the Edmonton Oilers involves Zach Hyman. It's well known. It was reported yesterday by Jason Gregor that Zach Hyman is in Edmonton. Yesterday was the first day that I had slid into the office when everybody else was in the office over the course of since March of 2020. And Ken Holland had these comments earlier today on where the Oilers stand with Zach Hyman.
You know, obviously Zach Hyman has been given permission from Toronto to, you know, talk to whoever he wants to talk to. So I you know, it's, you know, only the agents can handicap things. Certainly he's a player we're very interested in. So other than that, it's hard to, I don't really have an, it's hard to answer that question for me. Sorry.
All right. Well, we're headed down. I think there's, Edmonton's as well positioned as everybody, as anybody on Zach Hyman. If Edmonton is to do an 8-year deal, they need the Toronto Maple Leafs to play ball. And the Leafs, if they want to pick, they need to play ball with the Oilers. Now, Edmonton's sitting with a couple 6-round picks. Somehow I doubt that that's something that's overwhelmingly going to excite Kyle Dubas. Would Dubas be as bold as to ask for a second-round draft choice for Zach Hyman? There has to be a middle ground if we're talking about trading rights. Otherwise, the Oilers just wait them out and take their chances. But Hyman was in town. There's been lots of reports from numerous different media personalities that the agreement is in principle on either a 7 or 8 year deal. I think that there's a strong possibility this could occur. And it will not be a 6x6 deal. I'm not sure what it would look like in a 7 year deal. And multiple people have suggested that an 8 year term would be maybe just a little under what Nugent Hopkins is at. Just a little under. When Ryan Whitney, who was a 50-point defenseman with the Pittsburgh Penguins, was traded to Anaheim for Chris Kunitz, Kunitz went at 29 to the Penguins. He played 9 seasons in Pittsburgh and worked his way up to being an Olympic team caliber player. Some would say at the expense of Taylor Hall at that time. Zach Hyman, a little bit of a late developer. I know there's people concerned about a couple injuries with him. He's a smart, driven player. I think we know that. He does have very good analytics. This is an interesting one. So here's one where the analytics guys sit there and say, well, he's got the good numbers. Yeah, but what about the term length and how much of a drop-off? And we don't know. We don't know what's going to happen. But I would say that if Zach Hyman were theoretically to go to free agency, the Oilers would be very well positioned to get him and probably have Zach Hyman play on a line with Connor McDavid and Jesse Puljujärvi and Nugent Hopkins back with Drysdale and Yamamoto. That would probably be the scenario. All right, back into some more comments from Ken Holland. He was asked what moves he needs to make to have a successful offseason.
Well, obviously, Tyson Berry's an unrestricted free agent. I am in communication with Pat Brisson. You know, I had an offer on the table for Adam Larson. You know, those two right-shot defensemen last year probably played, did they play 40 minutes a night? I mean, they must have been close to 20 minutes each. You know, our expectations are that Evan Bouchard's going to be in there every night and, be an everyday player. So, you know, maybe he can take a little some of that. So certainly I need to sign, I have to do something on defense. I've just talked about Barry and obviously we had Kulikov at the end of the year. You think about, Kulikov's unrestricted, Barry's unrestricted, Larson's now gone to Seattle. So I do know that between now and training camp, I need to make an addition or two on the back end. And then, I had lots of the bottom part of the roster forwards that were on one-year deals. Told many of them that I won't re-sign them. So I'm going to go to market and, try to find some players that, much like we've done the last 2 years, that are going to be, we bottom part of the roster players, forwards that are going to be lower salary players. That's everybody's got that. That's a part of the equation. So what would be successful if I can obviously fill out our defense and feel good about our defense, fill out sort of the bottom part of our forward roster spot, maybe get a top six forward. That's probably what we're looking for.
That's Oilers General Manager Ken Holland. So speaking of a couple bottom six guys, we've mentioned Derek Ryan in the past. Some people said, well, Holland has history of Luke Glendening. I'll throw another name out there, Jordan Martinuk, who played for Carolina. He had 4 and 4 goals in his last 2 years. He was at about a $2 million price point, but a couple of years ago had a pretty good season. He's a local product. He's a smart player. I don't think he would be – I think there has to be some magnetism from Thunder Creek in terms of the term and the price point, but he might be a decent get as well as a potential, say, third-line left wing, a guy that can play a little bit of center and a real good penalty killer as well. All right, so that's sort of in terms of the free agency. Of course, we got the NHL draft tomorrow. Ken Holland was asked this question on his draft preferences with what's going to turn out to be the 19th overall pick in the draft tomorrow.
I would say that we're probably won't draft a defenseman, probably. You never know if somebody you know, you do your ratings, Jason. Our scouts have been in here. I mean, they've been at it now for the last month with Zoom calls. They've been here all week, Tyler Wright, Bob Green, and, you know, Jim Cross and Mitch Holmgren, but been talking to our guys in Europe. You know, we've got our overall list from, you know, one to, you know, the first round. You know, somebody, if a defenseman that's, you know, high up on our board slides to 19, we'll probably take him. But I think if things go the way that we think they're going to go, I see us probably taking, a forward. But again, you never know. I mean, if we got a defenseman at 18 and we're picking 19 and probably lean towards a forward, obviously we're going to take the best player available. Certainly with having, you know, Bouchard and Broberg, you know, Samarukov, and there's some other young defensemen, and, you know, we got some younger defensemen on our team. It would make us lean towards forwards, but we'll see.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's kazoo concert in Kansas City, go Kevin, or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
I'm Alex Rodriguez.
And I'm Jason Kelly.
From Bloomberg, this is The Deal. Each week, you're here in conversation with business icons.
This show will explore deal-making across sports, media, and entertainment.
That is a harsh lesson in business.
Sports is not as simple as bringing a bunch of big names together.
I didn't want to do another stomp you out speech.
It opened up so many more doors.
The show is called The Deal.
Listen to The Deal.
Listen to The Deal on Spotify.
12:26 in Edmonton. When we come back, we'll get to NHL Today for Elite Promotional Marketing. You're listening to Oilers Now.
Hi, I'm Darnell Nurse from the Edmonton Oilers, and you're listening to Oilers Now with Bob Stauffer on 630 CHED.
Ken Holland also mentioning that the Oilers would not be big game hunting on defense, which might take a guy like Dougie Hamilton out of the mix. I'd say we've discussed this before. I'm not sure Hamilton, after his time in Calgary, would necessarily be enthralled to come back into a hockey hotbed. Into NHL Today for our friends at Elite Promotional Marketing, company-branded apparel products and awards, all created in-house, shop local at ElitePromoMarketing.com. Here's Brendan Scott.
Okay, well, it's all but official now. Hall again signing in Boston. 4 years, $6 million per. But how about the Detroit Red Wings swiping Calder finalist goaltender Alex Nedeljkovic away from Carolina for Jonathan Bernier and a third-round pick, then re-signing in Detroit? Did Nedeljkovic 2 years, $3 million per there. The Coyotes taking on more salary. Bill Armstrong acquiring a plethora of draft picks these last couple days, as well as now Shane Gostisbehere to spare from the Philadelphia Flyers, who were looking to offload that contract. Cost him a 2022 second and seventh to do so. Future of Shea Weber's NHL career is now in doubt, according to Habs GM Mark Bergevin. I will explain more of that in the injury report. Can tell you 31-year-old Matt Calvert announced his retirement after a 10-year career-ending injury for him there. And I don't know if we got to this yesterday, but Dave Cameron is the new head coach of not only the Ottawa 67s, but also replaces Andre Tourney at the Team Canada, the helm of Team Canada for the World Juniors.
Oh, that's interesting. Take a look at the video from when they lost the 1 year.
2011.
When Shen was on the team tearing it up.
2011.
Yeah, that was not good. Very quickly, Kelly Buchberger will be joining JF Uhl and coaching in Laval. Look for Jason Smith to be joining an American Hockey League team shortly. A couple news and notes out there. Flames, by the way, get former Oiler Tyler Pitlick from the Kraken in exchange for a fourth-round pick. Pitlick's a $1.75 million cap hit. All right, I got a ton of texts, and we're going to go open line for the River Cree Resort Casino Hotline, 780-496-0063. Your take on where we're at right now and what you'd like to see happen after a Global News weather traffic update with Eileen Bell.
Oilers Now with Bob Stauffer. Weekdays at noon on Oilers Radio, 630 CHED.